Together in Electric Streams is the clever title of a new initiative aimed at helping musicians, artists and bands through the current realities of facing live music performance or the absence of live music performance. Various artists, music venues around the country, media and technology professionals have come together to create a custom designed streaming service that allows bands to play live to audiences worldwide with a ticketing system that supports the artists in this extremely difficult time. Joining me now on the line is the founder of Together in Electric Streams and a music programmer at the Lost Lane Music Venue in Dublin, Una Molloy. Who came up with Together in Electric Streams and said, that's it, sure, the title tells you what to do?
We stole the name from the guy who runs the streaming part of it. That was the name of his company, and we came up with all sorts of names, but we landed on stealing that one.
How could you avoid it? And I presume that he was quite happy for you to use rather than steal.
We didn't have a choice.
So listen, I've given a sense of what's involved here. What exactly is it, you know, how do we get what we get? And what, let's start with the easy question, Sean. What are we getting, Una?
I mean, I suppose it's the whole premise started when everybody was sitting on their hands at the start of the year, and there was a lot of very talented musicians along with very talented sound engineers and empty venues. So the idea kind of came together through necessity, really. But what it is just a group of people who just wanted to work and be busy. Yeah. And I'm an agent primarily and a programmer in Lost Lane, and there was just nothing happening. I would look after Lisa Hannigan and Paul Noonan from Bell X1, and we were doing all these kind of 50 seater capacity, you know, small little venues, small little shows that were dotted around the country, but they kept being cancelled. So we kind of booked them in and cancelled them, and so this just allowed us to kind of come together and create something that could happen within any sort of guidelines, really, because it can happen really safely within a sort of media setting. And the idea is really just that, rather than, you know, for a lot of artists to put on a really high-end, high-quality stream, you're talking about $8,000 to $10,000 to bring in all the gear and whatnot. So it was basically a commitment, really, from everyone to bring their wares to the table and then just split whatever we made in a time of doing nothing and earning nothing. So
I suppose the important thing, one of the vital aspects here, is that there is a ticket to get access to this stream. I know there's this whole argument about what is free and not free on the internet, but the reason for your ticketing here, Una, really is to support artists at a time when there's so little out there.
Yeah, and I suppose like the free thing can only last so long, you know, I mean, realistically. And I also think that, you know, long term, when everything hopefully gets back to normal on some level later next year, I mean, I just moved from Dublin down the country, and the idea that I could invite a few friends over and watch a gig from Burr County Offaly rather than going up to Dublin, you know, as people, you know, move from going to gigs and going out every weekend in their 20s into having kids and being a bit older, the idea of being able to stream shows and see shows live and be kind of connected as well. The thing about Together in Electric Streams is that we have a monitor on screen that goes direct to the artist, so the artist can read out comments and interact with the the artist, and it's all very live and, you know, kind of daring, I suppose.
So even though you might be sitting in your own sitting room at home, and somebody, your pal, is sitting in their sitting room in their own house, because that's what we'll be doing over the next period of time, let's face it, you're all together, and the artist is actually responding to all of you out there.
Yeah, exactly. And it just gives some level of intimacy and connection. I think a lot of really amazing shows that are going out at the moment are pre-recorded, which is its own special thing.
Yeah.
But I think that this just has that level of connection where you, like, I've watched a couple of things that went out live over the lockdown, and again, like, having moved out of Dublin and being away from my family, it, you just feel that sense of connection in a way that maybe is a bit lost these days.
Yeah, and what you've also quite generously, I suppose, in some ways, one could argue, your own venue, obviously, Lost Lane in Dublin, but you've involved Coughlin's in Cork, Roisin, Dove and Galway, and the Spirit Store in Dundalk. What was the idea in bringing other venues in as well?
Well, there was two. One was that during the first lockdown, I was heavily involved in setting up the Live Venue Collective, which was a group of independent venues that kind of came together to try and form one voice, to try just to try and, you know, try and get our own all the guidelines that were being given out were for restaurants or theatres, or and we just wanted to kind of lobby for some level of voice, and we were kind of heard very well by the department who gave us funding within the last live stimulus. But the other was because all of those venues and all of those local promoters who would ordinarily be spending their time selling tickets were sort of a connection. You know, you can put on all these gigs and you can sell, you could be, you know, Gavin James or Snow Patrol or whoever, and try and sell tickets through your own platforms. But really the traditional way that you, that people would hear about that is through a local promoter or through, you know, whatever venue is putting on the show. So there was a lot of tickets being missed out on by just losing out on those connections. And it was a direct connect, well, a way for us all to support each other on one level, and also a way for us to directly connect with music fans who have the way they listen.
Yeah, and they would normally be in your venue doing so. So now you have the venues helping them get access to the stream as well. So you have you have three live stream events then happening next week, which you've been able to hold on to. All been done within regulations, obviously. You have to stick with that. So who have we got on December the 27th?
27th, we've got Bitch Falcon's album launch, and they're playing with another band called Zen Arcade, which is going to be a really rocking gig. And then on the 28th, we have a really special show with David Kitt. He's releasing a record with Dublin Vinyl, which is a sort of a 20-year anniversary show. It's 20 years since his first record came out. So what he's done is gotten 20 of his favourite songs from his back catalogue and re-recorded them, and he's putting them out on this really beautiful record through Dublin Vinyl. And then on the 29th, we have Scullion, who are just an incredible live band who, you know, fans from back in the day, and it's Scullion and some special guests with them, so that'll be a really special gig as well. So pushing everyone to show their grown-ups how to use live streams for these shows as well.
All right, and the special guests will be announced, I suppose, closer to the time. They want to keep some of those secret until that comes about. You mentioned Bitch Falcon there, Una, and we'll finish up by listening to them. The website, very easy to remember, togetherinelectricstreams.com, and we'll go out with a track from the band who'll be playing next Monday, celebrating the launch of their debut album, Bitch Falcon the Band, Staring at Clocks. The album, incidentally, got 4 out of 5 stars from both of our arena viewers a couple of weeks back. So let's listen to a track called How Did I Know? How Did I Know from Bitch Falcon, and that's from their debut album Staring at Clocks. And I gave you the wrong night, didn't I? December the 27th is a Sunday. That's the night that you will get the Zen Arcade and Bitch Falcon live stream. That means that Monday the 28th is David Kitt with his 20-year anniversary show, and Tuesday December the 29th will be Scullion and those special guests. You can find out full details of the streams on that. I still love the name of the website, Together in Electricstreams.com.